Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen. Pushkin.
Hey, this is Dr. Lori Santos. You've reached the Happiness Lab podcast hotline.
Is there anything you've always wanted to ask a happiness expert?
Hey, Happiness Lab, help me. I want to stop all this negative self-talk and finally learn to love myself.
Maybe a question about how science can teach us to live happier and more enjoyable lives.
My question is, are we born to work or are we born to live?
In the next season of the Happiness Lab, I'll be fielding questions from listeners just like you. Megan, thank you so much for coming on the Happiness Lab. I never get to see the listeners, so
yeah,
it's really fun.
It's super fun for me, too. I'm like fangirling over here.
I'll be diving into the real stories behind their questions.
I sort of just like raised my head one day and I was like, what am I doing here?
And asking a host of happiness experts to weigh in on topics from achieving work-life balance to becoming friendlier and how we can become more comfortable in social situations.
You know, I think Jean-Paul Sartre said that hell is other people. I think maybe hell is our imagination of what other people are. But here's the problem. We often interact not with the people who are really out there, but with the people in our minds.
We'll also look at how we can rebuild our lives post-pandemic and discuss whether it's even okay to be happy when bad things are happening to people close to us and all around the world.
I didn't want to have happiness because I felt like I didn't deserve it when other people were suffering.
I've absolutely loved reading through all of my listener messages, and I've learned a ton making this new series. I hope that you'll pick up some useful tips too.
I don't get down on myself if I experience a negative thought because I realize this is how the human mind operates and I have agency over how to manage that thought.
So join me for the Happiness Lab's short season on Listener Questions Special Edition with me, Dr. Lori Santos, starting July 11th.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.